Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Andy Tapman with Associates for Services. And they do hardscapes, landscapes, excavating, carpentry, and just about everything else outside.
All kinds of stuff.
And inside, actually. You said when we were talking to you before we even started the show this morning, you were saying you did kind of some light carpentry inside houses too. Because
sure.
I'm sure when you get there and you're doing, they see all these wonderful things you can do on the outside of their house. They're like, so I got this door that needs to be replaced. Is there any way you can do that too?
Absolutely. You know, Dave's our carpenter and, you know, he's retired from the Carpenters Union 30 years. So he was a finished carpenter up there in Indianapolis and kind of last man on the job a lot of times. So he's got a few things to help, you know, get things working again. So he may be on the project, you know, working on a deck or some type of wood structure we may have on a project. And, you know, they ask for other things to be done.
Sure.
Or just someone, you know, completely asking for that type of service. They know us or our winter, we always try to do a little something like that in the wintertime.
Yeah, inside when you have to worry about the weather.
Usually doesn't work out that way. We're inside doing something in the summer and outside trying to do something in the winter. But, you know, he's worked with a few realtors here in town and helping do punch lists for home sales and things like that, or and we even do some updates and, and things like that.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a hot commodity in this town
it
because
is.
Carpenters,
is.
Good carpenters, are very hard to find, especially kind of the handyman where I just need a couple little things fixed, like you said, punch list kinds of things. Those, well, and Brian even said sometimes realtors get one and they won't share their contacts because they want to keep them for themselves. So. So I said, oops, too late now. Brian knows you now. So, yeah, that's funny. So,
yeah. Well, one of the things I think people always want to know, I know you do landscaping, but you and we talked about it, you don't necessarily do the design work, but you work with other designers and landscape architects, I should say, to do all the implementation. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it starts out with a pencil sketch on a napkin, you know, somewhere or something. It's kind of pencil out. Or
I want my deck to look like this.
Right. Or we just try to keep, you know, what the homeowner wants and show them what, you know, some previous work that we've done. You know, Nick Pally's excellent with working with natural stone and, you know, he loves it. It's the way most of our retaining walls and... Even our patios are, we favor that over pavers a lot of times just because you know, they're more
pavers
interesting.
Pavers are too easy to work with. They're, they're symmetrical. I mean, come on.
Not much about hardscapes is easy. But
I didn't say they weren't heavy. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, they're all flat on one side.
Right. So, yeah, and he's an artist, and, he, you know, it takes that to kind of put it together, and it's kind of a unique talent that... you know, he likes putting his heart into it, and it just a beautiful outcome.
Right,
they're
really
different than a lot of other ones that you see around the area. So,
well, and it looks more natural, frankly.
It does.
You know, I mean, these are stones. Yeah. These look like, you know, they're irregularly shaped.
Right.
So,
And you know, and sometimes even though it can be less expensive than a than a like a retaining wall of retaining wall block, because you can use some stone as outcroppings, just kind of hold it back and put a little mulch on it and solve a problem, and it looks nice and genuine and maybe sharper than, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, it's still there. It's just matured and looks more fitting because it's aged with moss to where a wall may start breaking down or start aging, at least a color fade and things like that if it's not properly, you know, kept or sealed or something. But you know, most of the time our design is usually just talking with the homeowner. Sometimes some of our customers have something that they've drawn out on their own. And so we just work right off that. Or they'll show us a picture. This is kind of what I want. And we'll just, you know, kind of freelance as we go. And but you know, it's always great to work off plans because you're like, all right, you know, it's a lot
know
easier
exactly
to budget.
Where this goes.
Yeah,
yeah,
things like that. But you know, we, you know, like both opportunities. You know, it's sometimes a little less stressful to have a plan, but it's also more interesting and you know to let let Nick do his work. And
I was going to say, because, I mean, sometimes I'm sure you get clients that are like, I saw one of these bushes in, or this flower in my friend's yard. Mm-hmm. I just love that flower. And you're like, yeah, you can't put that there because it needs to be in the sun.
Right.
It needs to be in the shade. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but. And that is a problem. I mean, you need to know your plants.
Absolutely. And again, Nick is very strong in that category as far as knowing what to plant where and knowing what you can plant in the urban areas of Bloomington with our deer population and what's going to make it fast past the first season.
Yeah. Don't plant hostas anywhere. I'll just tell you that.
Right.
Because that's like fresh lettuce.
It's deer candy. That's what I call it, deer candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of hostas in my yard because I have a lot of shade. And I have a lot of twigs from the hostas.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have a lot of deer too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I love that you guys can work together. And it sounds like, you know, you've got someone that kind of manages each aspect of your four pillars.
Right. Yes.
So someone who specializes in each one of those and hardscapes, landscapes, excavating, carpentry. You also mentioned that you do some tree removals. So, let's talk about that because I think this winter in particular has been rather difficult.
So Nathan's our climbing arborist, and he's been doing this for about 15 years. Worked for another company and was trained by a guy. His name's Simon Normile. He's got a company over in Bloomington, All Things Green. But he worked with him for several years and then did some of his own work. But he also happens to be highly skilled in hardscapes, landscapes, and worked for a large installation company up in Indianapolis. And so we've been friends for a while. And so probably, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, we decided to kind of go
venture in.
Full steam ahead here. And Nathan's really, rigged with ropes and some precision felling and things like that. And
it's very important when you're, especially because
precision.
Mine are within probably 25 feet of my house.
That's no problem. That's a good range. When they're 90% of the canopy's over the house or something, that makes it a little more difficult.
Well, tell us how people can find you, like where your what your website is, what your phone numbers are.
Okay. Associates4.com. It's associates4.com. Phone number is 812-825-8255. We've got our shop is out on Airport Road, just over by the fairgrounds and Cars Farm Park. And we live just a little ways from there. And there's a little business park back in there that fits us nicely and got a place to work on our stuff on days of
maintain
this season.
Maintain your equipment.
Yeah, maintain the equipment and kind of it's kind of a little hidden location too, so we don't have to we don't have a lot of walk up customers for what we do at this point in time.
I'd say you're the ones walking up to the customers usually.
And so we're on Facebook under Associates 4 services, and our website's in the process of being building. We're going to be adding some new pictures and stuff from the season. It's been a super busy season, so we're a little behind on some of our media and promotional areas, but
that's a good reason.
Come see us at the home show for sure.
Absolutely.
And, at least we'll talk to you and find out what your needs are for this upcoming season. And let's see, we along with our tree service, we got to provide a stump grinding service. Tree services may or may not have that. And along with as much as we all hate to see the trees dying, and I think that disease is developing enough to where the trees are rotting and you're going to see more things becoming dangerous from there.
Right.
But we also plant trees too.
Because
we're
landscaping.
Landscape business, as I was going to say.
Absolutely.
Is that, not only we take the trees down, that we plant them. So there's some weeks where we put more trees in the ground and plant them rather than take down. And, no one likes to see a live tree have to be taken down, but it's always good to see a new one.
Go
back
in
its place or in the area. So, we don't have to take a tree down for you to plant one. So if you're interested in having a new tree in your home or your landscape, then, we can do that too.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
So, it's a pleasure being here. Appreciate it.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.